I rolled over on my belly and lay there, gazing at my glittering fortune. Drover did the same, only after a couple of hours, he fell asleep. I could hear him wheezing and see him twitching in his sleep. Hey, wake up!
Huh? I'm coming, don't, my leg hurts!
He stared at me for a good 30 seconds. It took that long for his eyes and ears to straighten out.
Oh, it's you!
That's correct. And speaking of whom, I gave you time off to admire your fortune, so how come you fell asleep?
Oh, I guess I got bored, Hank. Don't you think it's a little boring, sitting here and staring at a corn cob?
We've been over this before, Drover. What you have in front of you is not a mere corn cob. It's rare and priceless. But then, you always did have a little trouble with the cultural side, and an idea began to form in my head. My gaze prowled the area in front of his bed and fastened upon his cob. Tell you what I might do, Drover. If that old corn cob is getting in your way over there, I could always, shall we say, take it off your hands. That got his attention. He snatched up his priceless corn cob and moved several feet to the north. And he kept himself between me and his fortune.
No thanks. I can take care of it myself.
I watched him for a long time. Every now and then, he turned his head around to see what I was doing. All at once, he was behaving in a very suspicious manner. There was just something about the way he looked at me. Then it hit me. Drover didn't trust me. It's common knowledge that crooks show themselves in their lack of trust for others. In other words, the fact that Drover didn't trust me was a clear warning that I shouldn't trust him either. And come to think of it, I didn't. I moved my priceless corn cob several feet to the south and placed myself between it and Drover. Every now and then I would glance back over my shoulder and catch Drover stealing sneaky glances at me, It was very obvious that he had something on his mind. It must have been past midnight when I heard him trying to sneak off into the night. I called to him and asked him where he was going.
Oh, just for a little walk.
When his footsteps faded into the distance and I was sure he was gone, I eased myself up and slipped over to the spot where he had been guarding his priceless corn cob. Just as a precaution, don't you see, to make sure that nobody came along and stole it. Well, here's the shocker. It was already gone. He had snuck off into the darkness to hide it. And from whom do you suppose he was hiding it? From who? Whom? Whatever. Well, that told me a lot about my assistant that I hadn't known before, hadn't wanted to know. It told me that fortune was going to little Drover's head.